It's Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right. 38 degrees right now. Going to be in the mid-60s.
It's going to be nice and sunny today.
It is a beautiful day. Maybe the best day of the year so far. Mm. It is, though, one of those freeze in the morning, sweat in the afternoon
burn
kind of days.
Yes.
Here you go. All right. Can I vent?
Sure.
Vent on.
All right, thank you. It was around this time yesterday I told you guys that I hadn't slept at all. Because my oldest daughter had a sleepover with two of her friends.
Yeah.
So I had three 14-year-old girls just screaming at the top of their lungs in my house. And I thought, with my kids going back to school after the break today, that yesterday, was going to be just smooth sailing. Like, no more
words. Yeah, it's done.
You got it. All right. I want everyone listening to think about the most chaotic scene they've ever walked into in their home.
Okay.
All right? Because I get home yesterday around noon.
Yeah.
Now, as I pull up, in my driveway, it's full of cars.
All right.
It's like Woodstock.
Yeah.
There are the two parents picking up their daughters that had slept over. They're waiting in the driveway for their kids to come out.
Mm.
And then both of my sisters are at my house.
Okay.
So.
A family affair.
It is. Everybody is at my
house.
And
they got their kids, right?
So, there's a bunch of kids inside the house. Okay. So, it is. I know I'm walking into chaos right now.
That's got to suck.
All right, but here's the thing. I had no idea. What kind of chaos?
Well, what's the matter?
All right, so I walk in the house.
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old niece, Georgia, Ryan's daughter, walks up to me and she goes, Biscuit's got a hole in him. Biscuit is my basset hound.
He's got a hole in him?
She says, Biscuit's got a hole in him.
Oh,
and
no.
I go, what? And I look over and my basset hound has a hole in him.
Really?
What?
He's bleeding out of the side of his body like he got shot with a bullet.
Okay.
And everyone in the house, the two 14-year-olds that are not mine, my 14-year-old, my 12-year-old, my two nieces, my nephew, and my two sisters, nine women, are flipping out.
Oh, so this is like one of those murder mystery dinners you go to? Who shot Biscuit? All right, freeze, everybody. Who shot Biscuit?
So to give everyone a background before I continue the story. So if you have a basset hound, you may know this. Mm. Because of all their skin, basset hounds are prone to cysts.
Okay.
Mm. And it's not a big deal. You just, you got to bathe them and keep an eye on them. And luckily, my wife's a dermatologist, so she's actually knows what she's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But as they get older, sometimes you can miss the cysts.
Okay.
And they don't hurt
the
dogs.
Folds.
Exactly. Like, it's not anything bad. But apparently, this cyst we missed when we were giving him a bath last week, and it popped.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he's not in any pain. In fact, he probably feels a lot better
now.
No
idea what's going on.
And that's the funniest part is I love Biscuit, but he's the dumbest dog on the planet.
Everybody's running away from him.
He's trotting towards everybody because they're all making noise. And every time he does, they're running to another part of the house. And he
and
trots
he's bleeding,
over there.
Right?
And he's bleeding. He is bleeding. All right. I'm like, all right. So I calm everybody. I'm trying to calm everybody. Everybody cool out. So I get the two 14-year-olds that are not mine in the car.
All right.
I calm down my kids. I stop it. Hey. And my plan is, I just got to clean up Biscuit,
all right.
Call the vet, see what I do from there.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. So my youngest sister, Katie, she is a nurse.
Oh.
And either she just got off of work or she's got the day off. And she goes, I know what to do.
Okay, well, good.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's not really anything to do.
Right.
I just got to put his muzzle on him, clean him up a little bit, put a bandage on him. We're good to go.
But she probably knows how to do all that, being a nurse, right? She's got to do that with, ornery old men all the time.
The basset hounds of people.
Yes.
Lots of skin, lots of ornery. So she goes, no, I got it under control. I go, no, Katie, it's real. No. She goes, so she starts, my wife being a doctor, she goes, here's what I need. And she starts naming all this, medical stuff.
So it's like ER breaking out in your house?
Yes, and my 12-year-old, who also wants to be a doctor when she grows up, is like, I'm on it! So she runs upstairs, I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Just want to take a nap.
Everybody's a nurse in your house.
All right.
Oh, God.
So Claire, my youngest, comes downstairs with half of the stuff. She goes, this is all I could find.
This is like an episode of Baywatch you guys break
down. It really is. So Katie, my sister, goes, it's okay. I've got more stuff at my house. And she lives 5 minutes from where I live.
Okay.
And I go,
you don't have enough?
I go, Katie, it's really, no. And she zooms out the door.
All right.
I call the vet.
Yeah.
Vet tells me. I explain everything. They go, okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
But because we may have to clean him out and cauterize.
Yeah, you don't want to get infected.
Exactly. Right. We may have to put him under.
Right.
So we'll have him at 5:30. If you could bring him in at 5:30 tonight, and I'm like, okay.
By the way, what's that going to cost you, man? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Katie comes back.
Mm. Thank God.
And I'm like, all right, you know what? All right. Mm. Everything is under control. We're going at 5:30 to the vet. I'm going to take my nap, all right? I will wake up and I will finish this whole situation after my sister is done taking care of my dog.
So she's working on the dog,
she's
right?
working on the dog. I'm like, I ain't got...
Like Bobby Kennedy on the floor of that hotel.
So if she's working on the dog, why do you still have to, take him in just to get it?
Well, yeah,
because
I clean it. Yeah, I gotta clean it out, gotcha, get it, like, if it's still bleeding.
I thought that's what she was doing.
No, she's just bandaging
okay.
the wound.
All right. Okay, gotcha.
So I take a nap. I wake up to 50 text messages from my wife. She's terrified that something is really wrong with the dog. And I'm trying to explain to her. I go, honey, he was totally fine. Like, there was no... I come downstairs. Biscuit is wrapped... like a Civil War soldier.
Really?
Like, he's got this, like, bandage around his waist, right? He's, like, he's got, like, a crutch on where he's missing a paw, right? He's got gangrene and the other. It is the most over-the-top, ridiculous scene.
Yes.
All right. So, at this point, it's, like, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
My wife calls me from work, and she goes, listen. She's very worried about the dog, and I keep telling her, I go, honey, I'm looking at him right now. He's, like, he's coming up to me where I'm petting him. We're having fun. He's fine. You just got to go get him. No. And I get it. We love the dog.
Mm.
So she goes, I want to take him.
Okay.
I want to take him to the vet. Because that's my job. I take him to the vet. Yeah. You know, I think because she is the medical professional of the family, she feels like she can get more information than I can.
I mean, she's in the hood, the brotherhood or sisterhood of doctors.
Sisterhood of traveling doctors?
Yeah, the doctorhood of whatever it is.
But here's the thing, man. Yeah. Like, if I take the dog to the vet, they're either going to say, dog is good.
Mm-hmm.
Or dog is bad,
yeah.
Right? Like, you don't get a lot of, like, detailed medical information when you take your dog to the vet.
Mm.
But she thinks I'm so dumb that I'm not going to be able to get that,
okay.
Which is fine. You know what? Fine. If it makes you feel more comfortable, cool. So my wife pulls in the driveway at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The dog's appointment is around the corner at 5:30. So she goes, can you please help me get Biscuit in the car? And I go, yep, no problem. So here's issue one.
What's that?
Biscuit does not like the car. Because
every time he gets in it, he's going somewhere bad.
And like we even tried to like take him good places to make him not get scared of the car.
Yeah.
We have to force him in the car to go fun places.
Yeah.
He hates the car.
Yeah.
So we have one of those body harnesses for his, because he's a big dog.
Yeah.
Right. But I can't put that on him because, you know,
he was
shot at Gettysburg. So we also saved one of those, you know, the ones the vet give you when you don't, like, it goes around their neck and it like loosens and.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got one of those. But he's so stupid, he keeps choking himself with it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like I got an auto-erotic asphyxiation basset hound here. So I get...
That's David Carradine getting into your van.
That is a deep cut. Oh, you Kill Bill fans out there.
That's why he died.
He also has stairs. We have these little set of stairs.
The doggy stairs, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a dwarf dog. So we take the stairs. We put the stairs going into my wife's back seat. He ain't buying.
Right, he knows what's up.
He knows what's up. He stops right at my wife's headlight. He ain't even going past the brink of the car.
It is amazing when dogs put on the brakes, how they don't budge. They turn into 1,000 pounds. The smallest dog will weigh 1,000 pounds at that point.
You're right. He's got the density of a dying star. Like, I cannot move him. So my wife goes, there's chicken in the...
Ooh.
But the problem is we can't give him the chicken. We have to fast him because he may have to be
put
under.
Yeah, chicken is a game changer. That has to, like... Man, they turn right around.
All
right,
so I run inside. There's a bowl of chicken, lots of chicken. I bring it outside. I put it on the driveway, wait at the foot of the steps. He ain't
nothing?
Budging.
No. Man, he's really holding out here.
For being a dumb dog, he's got this thing figured out.
All right,
so my wife finally goes, you got to lift him up and put him in the car. And I go, honey, here's the problem.
Yeah.
His wound is right on his ribs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's normally how you lift him up.
Yes, I normally scoop him from there and like the bottom of his neck. Can't get him from there. The other spot I can get him is his penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, honey, if I lift him from his penis... He's going to bite me.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, he won't.
All males will.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my wife has tried that. I've never bitten her before.
I've never been lifted by my actual penis.
You ain't live, bro. You ain't live. Ask David Carradine.
And I'm a small man.
All right, so we're having this discussion. And by the way, it's a beautiful night last night, right?
Oh, gorgeous.
Everybody is walking, like, up and down the street.
And watching this thing go down.
So I'm in, like, sweatpants and a cut-off T-shirt. My wife is in her full, like, very nice doctor wear, right?
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out how to get... So I'm like, just pick him up. She's getting frustrated with me.
Mm.
I go, honey, he's going to bite me. Just do it. So, all right. So I got one arm underneath his neck so I don't choke him, like, on the bottom.
Then you're scooping right underneath his legs.
Yep, and I'm going to scoop him right where his dong is.
Right.
I go to lift.
Yeah.
He bites me right on my ribs.
Oh.
And I don't blame him. I get it. I do the same thing.
He knows what's going on here.
Well, he's scared.
I think he's just, he felt me lift his dong.
Yeah.
And he reacted. Now, keep in mind, Everybody is walking through the neighborhood. And oh my God, did that hurt?
Oh, sure.
Oh my God. No, it breaks skin. Yeah, like, it's still... like he realized what he was doing as he was doing it, and he, like, he pulled his punch, right? But I can't say what I want to say, which is all of the curse words, and then tell my wife, see, I told you.
Right.
So I'm just like in the driveway, like, doo 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 doo.
Keeping it together, yeah.
The first thing out of my wife's mouth when he bites me after I had said he's going to bite me, she goes, what did you do? So I go full silent mode.
Yeah.
Full silent mode. I go and I get his muzzle that he has.
Yeah.
I put it on him. I lift him by his penis into the car, and off he goes.
Oh.
All right. So.
All right.
They're gone for like an hour and a half.
Nice. Little peace and quiet.
Yep. Everything is fine with the dog. Yeah. The dog is good, right? But they had to give him a little bit of sedation to cauterize everything. Yeah, and everything's cool. They said it's a standard thing. So the dog comes home.
Mm.
And my wife is still worried about him because she's a very loving, caring person, unless a passing hound chomps down on your wrist, in which case, what did you do?
Yeah.
My dog is high out of his mind.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I bet.
So to the point where...
He could do middays here. He was that stone, man.
Talk about the biscuit mambo. Kimmy, he's following my wife and I around the house.
Yeah.
Trying to talk to us. I'm not kidding. He's like, if we were in any line of his sight, he would start walking up to us.
He thinks he's people.
No, yeah. I really think he thought he had the ability to.
Charlie Brown's parents.
It was insane. But it was only. He was only making noise when he saw us walk by, and then he would follow us.
Kind of cute.
So my wife last night, it gets to like 9 o'clock, and she's worried that he's high, and I'm like, honey. He's just high.
Yeah, he's probably fine. Probably feeling really good.
Yeah.
So she's trying to get him to lay down, but he won't lay down because I think he's got the spins because every time he puts his head sideways, he pops back up again, right? So she is sitting. She won't lift him up, by the way, because she saw him getting chopped out on, right? Even though he's high as hell right now. So she wanted to stay up all night.
All night?
To make sure the dog wasn't high. Or make sure the dog was going to hurt himself. And I'm like, honey, there's nothing else we can do. So I finally talk her into going to bed. And I go, look, he's fine. And I didn't look at him. And I point to him. He is inches from the wall, his nose, like butting his forehead on the wall of our
house.
Like,
oh, no.
Lightly.
I've never seen a dog do that.
It was the craziest thing. And then I woke up this morning, he was asleep. So I think he's okay.
Yeah, sleeping it off.
Fine. Man, I would be... so goddamn exhausted.
It's like one of those things where it's always the day you think, like, we've made it through.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. Assist.
There's a hole in the dog. There's a hole in the dog.
Hole in the dog where all the money goes.
Didn't see John Pryde come in. So we kind of, John Pryde, David Carradine.
Yeah.
Anyone else you want to hit?
That's all I got.
Okay, great. Maybe a little Leif Garrett.
Also very high.
So now, as you know, when you take your dog to the vet for anything like that, right? Like we have this like cavalcade of medication.
Yeah, you got the aftercare.
You got it.
Yeah.
And my wife made a ham for Christmas.
Or biscuits
Christmas.
Probably eating really good right now.
Easter. Yeah, but he couldn't eat any of it last night.
Oh, right.
The whole thing. But my wife last night is like going through the fat left over on the ham to like prepare like a concoction in which she can give him his pain medicine. So it's just like this.
Ooh, fatty ham and pills. Not the worst way.
Mm-mm. Fatty ham and pills, one of my favorite morning shows I used to listen to. But it's like, it went from like, biscuit looks like a Civil War soldier, to now there's like an 1800s apothecary in my kitchen, and she's like mixing this medicine with pig fat. Rub it on your face, it'll be fine. Have a little cocaine, get you going in the mornings. Which I could use right now. I could really use some cocaine.
See, I've been preaching it for years.
Yeah, there are crime stories sometimes that'll make you more sad than angry.
Okay.
This may be one of those stories.
Oh.
Because if I told you the accused was a 10-year-old boy. This would make sense. The story would make sense if this was a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
The fact that he's not.
Yeah.
What has gone wrong in your life where you thought this would be a good idea?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF just after 6:45 this morning. You feel like frozen pizza?
I mean, I've had some good ones.
A lot of people these days feel more like frozen pizza.
Really?
Yeah. And it turns out that is terrible for our country.
The frozen pizza problem?
I'll explain. Just after 6:45 here in the break room on CMF. The story comes to us from Lyons.
What happened?
A 26-year-old man has been arrested after he stole a bunch of these from a Quickville convenience store. So I told you this story could make you sad. Yeah. Would either of you like to guess the saddest possible item a 26-year-old man could allegedly steal from a gas station?
I'm guessing, because you said 10-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be like candy or something like that.
It's not candy.
Not candy.
Slushy.
Not a slushy.
Ah.
He was arrested
yeah.
for stealing lighters.
Wait, Zippo lighters?
Nope, I don't even think, no. Police say he stole multiple Bic lighters.
For the cheap disposable lighters.
The little plastic lighters you see at the front of the store.
Built America, buddy. Right.
At least he went for the Rolls Royce of the disposable lighter in Bic, not those weird plastic ones that would explode if you left them in the sun in your car. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested, charged with petty larceny.
How did they say how many Bics he got?
Does not say how many Bics.
I guess you just grab a display, right? Well, that would be it.
So I was under the impression, for those of you who go in the gas station, I didn't think they left the Bic lighters out anymore. I thought they were behind the counter. You had to ask.
Yeah, you're right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, that's a pretty good heist there of, what, $8?
Like, even if you got 10 Bic lighters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like $25.
Like, I don't know what a Bic goes for anymore. They used to be like 99 cent.
Kimmy, can you Google
for the longest time?
Can you Google what a standard Bic lighter goes for? There are the different size of Bics. You can get the baby Bic.
Well, I'm talking about your standard. Your standard Bic. One, that forever was 99 cents. They're like bananas. Like, they never went up in price.
Sure. Now, I don't think they're 99 cents anymore, although I have not bought a lighter in a very long time.
Says it's about $3 per lighter.
All right, $3 a lighter. Right. So if you got 10 Bics.
You got yourself. You're sitting on 30 large. So.
$30.
I'm sorry, Walmart, you get like a 5-pack for $1.50 a lighter.
Was this guy not aware of that?
Yeah.
Did he not know he could walk into Walmart and get himself a less expensive lighter? This is what you do when you're 12.
Yeah.
When your parents let you go to the gas station for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You go steal Bic lighters. There is only one excuse that is valid if the allegations are true. That he was super drunk, it was the middle of the night, and one of his buddies said, there's no way you're going to get away with that, man.
Just stole it the first thing he could get his hands on.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all been there, right? Right. Yeah. Like, I got a ton of windshield wiper fluid back in the day on dares.
Yeah, because they always used to leave it out front.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Outside of that, of you're drunk and your buddies dared you to do it, what are you doing?
You can't be that massive of a chain smoker. Because you would have stole cigarettes.
Well, you can't get to the cigarettes. Those are like way behind the counter. The Bics are right there. Even more embarrassing with this 26-year-old man accused of stealing Bic lighters from a gas station. It says in the story they took him down to the police station for this. Like, he was arrested and brought down.
Charged and booked.
Like, when you're in the holding cell, what are you in for? Murder? How about you? Lighters? And, like, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Stealing multiple Bic lighters. When it comes to a Bic lighter, you only need one.
Yeah.
Even if you use
it. That's my point. Unless you're a chain smoker, what would you do? Even a chain smoker wouldn't blow through.
Yes. If you light that lighter 15 times a day, it's still going to last you 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't think in the history of my life, with the smoking, I ever got to a lighter where it was out. I just lost it before.
That's what
it
was I was just going to ask. Like, are lighters like chapstick? Like, you never actually finish one before you lose it?
I've never finished a lighter in my life. Here's the other question.
What is it?
Because there are different kinds of Bics. We talked about the tiny ones.
Yeah.
We talked about the standard
ones. Yeah, then there's the long boys.
Okay, but let's keep the long boys out of this, okay?
Those are for, like, arc welding.
There are the colored Bics, green, blue, yellow, whatever. And then there are the fancy Bics, where they're wrapped in some kind of plastic with a design on
them.
Like American Eagle.
The bedazzled Bic.
Yeah. Oh, no, No. That's the Cadillac of Bics. Yeah. I'm talking like the Harley Davidson.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Was that what he was going for?
Oh, the novelty.
That might be a $5 Bic.
I got me 7 Rebel Bics.
If it's not a joke theft,
what
is the other motivation? 252-WCMF, 252-926.
Because you're not flipping them. You're not selling them.
I could just go to the gas station. Like, how cheap would that Bic have to be where I'm like, you know what? I'll take that Bic off your hands.
Yeah.
I'm not walking. I wouldn't trust a lighter from another person, like buying it.
Especially Bics.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're stealing lighters, too, like to use it, you probably don't have the money to buy the stuff you'd want to
use. That's what I was thinking. You wouldn't be able to afford the cigarettes or whatever you're smoking.
You want a light, a candle.
Like cigarettes, pot, meth.
Yeah, it's going to cost more than lighters.
Thank you. And if you were going to use the lighter to commit a crime, let's say he was going to go do an arson. Well, now you're on camera stealing the lighter,
right,
which makes it harder to get away with whatever crime you were going to use
true
the lighter for.
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking? I'm mad at this man.
I never thought of the drug situation.
Okay.
Like he was using it like for a crack pipe or something like that. He was strung out.
But even if you were doing that, you would take one lighter.
No, but like if he's just so high, I don't know, and desperate. Because it doesn't make any sense.
But even if you had it, like if it's not hard to find a light, all seriousness, right? I mean, I know it's not the 1940s anymore where some man in a tuxedo is going to pull it out of his coat pocket for you. But like if you need a light, you can find a light.
I have so many old lighters in my house. I must have 30 of them.
Everyone's got a lighter drawer, right?
Yeah, but they're just packed. And then I have just tons of matches from the years. I don't even know if they work anymore.
Thank you.
But they're just in the garage in this one drawer. You're right.
Can you still get matches if you buy a pack of cigarettes? Because they used to be like, do you want matches? They used to have free matches.
They do it when you buy cigars. They always give you a box of matches. So probably the same thing with the cigs.
But I can't remember, like, you know, towards the end when like I never got offered back then. And, you know, it's been a while. So like I don't see any like containers of matches behind the counter
and
anymore.
Bars used to always have them. Like I had so many bar matches over the years.
I do miss the matchbooks at the bars.
Yeah. There are some that still have them.
Yeah, but it's like those vintage ones that are coming back around again.
Yeah.
Because my wife will collect them.
Oh, really?
But again, we have no use for them.
No.
Right? They're just going to sit, oh, the fabulous blah, 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 Skinny Atlas, New York. You do have to wonder, though. Again, we're talking about this story coming out of Alliance, 252 WCMF. A 26-year-old man was arrested after police say he stole multiple Bic lighters at the gas station. I always wonder when it comes to gas stations, what the line is for how much a person has to take before you call the cops.
Yeah, like if I'm working there, I'm not even calling.
But maybe it's like policy. Like
you have to.
Have to.
Well, I guess now with cameras, you got to.
And you don't want to be accused of taking it, so you probably got to do something about
it. What a hassle for the guy working the counter. The cops have got to come get this guy. Like over nothing.
But they found him.
Yeah.
I mean, they did find him.
He was arrested.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say, look, if this guy took a display of 15 Bic lighters, okay, I get it. That could be like $45. You got to call the cops. But let's say this 26-year-old man instead took a $3 roller dog. Do you call the cops for that?
Oh, just an actual hot dog.
Yeah.
I guess you got to.
Right? $1.50 candy bar, pack of gum.
Yeah.
Like, is any little thing, are you calling the cops for? Like, is there a point where you're just like,
zero tolerance?
I guess you could say, like, if you don't want to deal with it that day, you could say, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you can't be everywhere. Like, I don't know.
Does age play into it, too? Because, like, I get grown-ass man allegedly doing something like this. You may feel a certain way about it. But, like, if a teenage kid's being a jackass, takes a big gulp and runs out, are you making that call? Do they count the big gulp cups?
It could just be, for some people, just the principle of the thing, you know?
I never got those people.
Yeah.
Like, you're grown. We all got problems, man. I know you got bigger problems than a 15-year-old running out of there with a Slurpee he didn't pay for.
So, but I do know there's, like, certain kids. So, when I was in military school, there was a convenience store right up the street. And we all used to go up there and get stuff. So, this one kid, he was a complete thief, and he was a rich kid. And, like, he would show us how he would steal when we were in there.
Oh.
So, every time we all came in, you know, that guy was, like, on high alert. So, what he would do is he would rip open a piece of candy. And he goes, sir, I found this is open, and because you want to do something with it. And the guy would go, oh, yeah, okay. And then he would just go clean the place out with his pocket because the guy thought he was a good kid, and he left. Like, I go, kid's a pro. Like, you should be a diamond thief.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't rip a diamond, though.
No.
Sir, this diamond is damaged.
Just chipped over here a little bit. But, like, there are those kids that are pretty good at this crap.
One of the scariest moments of my life. So I was, like, 12 years old. Yeah. You know, my dad's a cop, right? I'm a kid. So we went up to Faye's Drugstore in the old Westgate Mall. It was walkable. It was like the first like adult, like my mom let me walk up to this place.
Yeah.
So we're in Faye's Drugstore, and I'm with my buddy Chris. And we walk out of the drugstore, and he like starts emptying his pockets.
Yeah.
He's got all this candy. And I'm like, ooh, oh, no,
We're going to get so much trouble.
So, like, I was
like a Brinks heist.
Yes, and he's like all being like nonchalant about it. Because it was like a little, you remember, it was like an indoor mall.
Yeah.
So we're like still in the mall part. And he's like taking
it right there.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, oh. So we're like on our bikes. And I have this like vision of like the cops, like five cops.
They're going to find you.
SWAT team.
Around the corner. Woo, woo, woo. Like, I remember laying in bed that night, eyes wide open, waiting for a midnight knock at the door.
Did you ever have friends growing up that were like, they were so good at it, you didn't even know they were doing
That's exactly what happened here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, like, we'd walk out and my friend would have, like, pockets full of makeup and stuff. Like, what the hell?
There was something about you girls shoplifting from makeup places at the mall.
Well, it was always like a convenience store or something. You know, like, stuff that you walked around and did as a kid. And I remember feeling that same way, though. Like, but I'm, like, on camera with you. They're going to find us.
Accessory to a $9 crime.
Yes.
Tommy, there are weird things that indicate how people are handling the economy.
Okay.
For example.
Like little indicators.
Yeah. Did you know, Tommy, that the higher the sale of lipstick, traditionally the worse the economy is doing? It's called the lipstick index.
Wait, so chicks put on more lipstick
when the economy is bad.
Oh.
Did you know the less
so they can get what they want. I got it. It makes sense.
Did you know
the
less underwear men buy, the worse the economy is doing?
They'll let the trowel go.
It's called the boxer index.
Oh.
But deal with a few more holes than normal.
I guess. Yeah. Are we talking about the lipstick or the boxers?
Oh, both, really. Think about it.
But this one applies to the whole family. Because what you feel like eating right now may be a telltale sign that trouble is on the way.
What is it?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy, Kimmy. Mm. Have either of you felt like eating more frozen pizza lately?
I haven't had a frozen pizza in, I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking you. Kimmy, have you been feeling like more frozen pizza lately?
Not particularly. We do always have one ready to go in the freezer, though.
Well, yeah. Emergency pizza. Yeah. Well, it turns out you're unique because over the last few months, frozen pizza sales in America have exploded.
Oh.
And that is not good for our country.
So why?
Well, it's because people are worried about their money. Tommy, in 2009, after the 08 crash, frozen pizza sales exploded.
Okay.
In 2020, when COVID hit, frozen pizza sales exploded. And experts call it the Frozen Pizza Economic Index.
So nobody's buying Domino's and Pizza Hut?
It has nothing to do with other pizza places, although that kind of plays part in it.
Yeah.
Experts say the less people want to go out and eat at a restaurant,
the
more frozen pizza gets sold.
So they're hanging it down.
I thought it had something to do with like stocking up on things because you think things are going
to
get worse.
Could also have something to do with that.
I think that was kind of the COVID mentality.
Because you can get pizza delivered at any second of the day.
Yeah, but it is expensive to get a pizza ordered.
So how much is a pizza now?
I mean,
a standard large pepperoni.
Like $30?
$30?
Depending on where you're ordering it from. Right, Kimmy? That sounds right.
God damn. Eh. I thought they were like 10 30. Bucks.
I drove by a pizza place that will not be named on the east side the other day.
Yeah.
And you know how they'll have, it was one of those places that wrote like in crayon on the mirror their specials in the window?
You could see it erased.
No, it was, Kimmy, it was like $64 for like a large pizza, 2 2-liters, and like a dozen wings.
Come on.
I think the wings are what makes it expensive.
Remember, they were market price for a little while.
Mm. Yeah, it's true, like lobster.
But even still, like, have you ever seen, because I mean, the frozen pizza game, there's a range there. Some of them are not cheap.
No, you're not wrong.
But they got high-end stuff on them.
They do, and I want you to put a pin in that because it actually relates to what we're going to talk about in a second.
Mm.
But what's really weird, to Kimmy's point, about the frozen pizza index here is how, despite the fact that we are not going out and trying to save money, we'll still treat ourselves. Because like you said, Kimmy, there are like 50 different kinds of frozen pizzas, from the economy brands to the ones you just discussed. You would think if we were worried about money, we'd be going for cheaper pizzas. But you'd be wrong. Because it turns out the more people worry about money, the more expensive the frozen pizzas purchased are.
Because I guess you splurge more because you're not spending as much as if you would have got the delivered pizza.
But Kimmy's right. Some of those frozen pizzas are not cheap.
You're not saving money, really. Yeah. And they're not as big as the ones you'd probably have delivered.
Exactly. I mean, California Pizza Kitchen's got a whole line of weird-ass toppings on your frozen pizza.
They do.
Wegmans sells some where it comes with oil you can drizzle upon
the
top.
Look at that, buddy.
Economic experts also theorize the reason that frozen pizza keeps blowing up in tough financial times? It's comfort food.
Yeah, I was thinking like popcorn or anything else you'd keep in your house.
But like we are not feeling confident about the world, the pizza
calms us.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, it has a calming effect. Well, pizza does calm you down.
All right, so the phone number is 252 WCMF, 252-9263. There are things that we are aware we do
yeah.
when we try to save money. You'll reach for different items at the grocery store. You'll cut out some fun activity.
Your chance.
Yeah. But there are other weird things that we don't even realize we do as a country. We brought up the lipstick thing.
Right.
It's called the lipstick index. The more lipstick sold in America indicates a worse economy. There is the workplace refrigerator index.
So, like the fridge in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
What am I looking for?
If you get to work today,
yeah,
check your workplace fridge. If there are more lunches than usual, your coworkers are worried about the economy.
Everybody's busted. Mm. So everybody's brown bagging it, cooking at home, the Tupperware with everybody's name on it.
You got it. And that one makes logical sense.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. Have you guys heard of the hemline index?
Wait, with the dress?
You got it. The more people are worried about money, according to economic experts, the longer the skirts and dresses get in American fashion.
Wait, it goes longer?
You got it. They did.
But they're putting on more lipstick.
Putting on more lipstick.
You would think the lipstick would lead to the shorter hemline.
Nope, longer hemline. They did a legitimate scientific study about this in 2010, and they found that the worse the economy, the longer the skirt.
So a more conservative look.
You got it.
What is that?
What does it mean?
I don't know. I do not know.
Well, if only somebody in this room ever wore a skirt.
Would you like me to?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That was good.
Not what I'm saying.
Hey, honey, why don't you come in and show me your legs a little bit? Let me get some of that Kimmy leg on top of your leg. Talk like this now.
That's not what I meant.
I'm not sure what you meant.
I mean, Kimmy, the warmer weather is coming.
Yeah.
If the style
is conservative
for women is longer, we're going to know it's not a good sign for the economy.
So, but why are they doing it?
I don't know.
At work.
But it's
no, that's, no, by the way, that's everywhere. It's not just work.
Yeah, you're just assuming at work. Because you would think, like, even just the way styles change, like, skirts come and go. Like, not every, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes skirts aren't necessarily, like, the in thing at the time.
But here's the thing. If you think about, like, when the last time the economy was really bad, like in the 08 explosion, don't forget, Kimmy, that's when sundresses made, like, a roaring, like, those long skirts with, like, the flip-flops made a roaring. I dated a girl who wore these long
skirts. Wait, the long sundresses?
Yeah, she looked like one of the...
They had the ugliest goddamn things, man.
Okay.
My wife.
Any other complaints about women's fashion today?
No, but sundresses should be short.
Oh my God, they don't flatter your figure. I don't know why they're wearing them.
They should be short. Like a sundress should be long, man. You look like some peasant woman.
252 WCM.
You should be walking a country road with a bucket.
We I think that is the vibe.
What's that?
Like country chic.
Okay, but I mean, that's also kind of popular right now.
Oh, so
that's
comfort.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So all of this is comfort.
I don't know. I
but
don't
know. But like
could be
long
more
skirts,
like a comfort thing.
Conservative.
Yeah.
It's all comfort.
Is it possible that the shorter the skirt, I mean, more people, I'm going to ask out.
Well, maybe you're like, if you're going for more of like a comfort look, you're not going out as much, which would also be an indicator of the way things are going.
But you're putting on the lip paint.
Lip paint.
I don't get the lipstick thing.
I don't either, man.
Well, I mean, they have said for years and years and years past the lipstick indicator index, like that makeup is a recession-proof business.
Yeah.
That whether the economy is good or
women
bad.
Women want to feel good about themselves.
Exactly. Maybe that's where the lipstick comes from.
Ladies want to look pretty.
There you go. 252 WCMF. We started this discussion talking about how the sales of frozen pizzas have exploded the last couple of months in America, and traditionally, that's not good. It's called the frozen pizza index, but there's a bunch of things. More lipstick, worse economy. Men not buying underwear as much, worse economy. The longer the skirts women are wearing, worse economy. And I guess it all comes back to why we do these things that we don't realize we're doing when we feel uncomfortable about where the world is.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on in our heads?
It's instinct. We just go to it.
But, look, instinct of not buying as much food makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instinct of not going, take my kids to the trampoline park makes sense. Where is the skirt? Where is the frozen pizza? Mm. Where is the lipstick?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Think you would be making moves to get a raise. Make more money because you're busted, right?
Oh, wait, you think that a shorter skirt gets you more money? You show it as pig.
You know, you get the red lips and you got the tan legs showing. Oh. You might move up the chain
for
a
your
bit.
Female boss.
Huh?
Are you trying to impress your female boss?
The panic.
No, but there's men above her. Well, there is.
Did you think that was going to make it better for you?
So what you're saying is our female boss should be wearing shorter skirts and more lipstick.
I can't hurt you. If you want to move up the line.
Well, great working with you, buddy.
Hey, I'm just...
If we had an HR department, they would be talking to you right now. You know, going back to the frozen pizza index here, like when it comes to saving money when you're a little bit uncomfortable with where you think things are going economically, are you and your spouse always on the same page with this stuff?
Oh, no.
No?
Of course not. Was it where we spend money and stuff?
Well, when it's time to pull back.
Oh, yeah. No, we're never on the same page.
Who's the one that wants to pull back earlier?
Oh, my wife.
Okay.
I mean, because she raised two kids and had to have a budget and had no money for a period of time. I've always been slack ass since day one. So my thing is, oh, I want this. I want to go get it. Oh, I'm done with this. I'm just going to throw it away. Why would I save a box of instructions? I just blow through life.
Okay. Because like Kimmy, getting a pizza delivered, like we said now, is surprisingly expensive. But it's also way better than frozen pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just the way
head
the world
and shoulders.
Works.
Yeah.
You got it. So is there a sit-down discussion with your spouse where it's like, I don't think we should order a pizza tonight? Does one of you start loading up on frozen pizzas without talking to the other one so there's no reason to go get a pizza? Like, how does that work in the average household?
Yeah, because, well, like, for me, like, we're both, like, we would both look to save money in different places. Like, so for me, like, I would rather enjoy, like, the small things, like getting a pizza delivered instead of, like, the frozen pizza. For my husband, he'd rather buy all the cheap stuff, all the off-brand groceries, all like save little by little, and then like be like, let's go to Vegas.
I'm okay.
Like, no, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to save money on the big things, whereas he saves money on the little things. I don't know. We just never see eye to eye on where we should be like cutting back.
Are there couples that are in lockstep with where they save money and when they should
start?
Oh,
yeah. We know those couples too, man, because one has commandeered the entire house and the other one just takes their marching
okay,
orders.
Okay, that's not lockstep. That's just laid down.
But that's how it goes.
And by the way, that's you. You're also describing you and I.
Yes.
Your house. Yes. Like, I mean, that's not lockstep.
But I think, I don't. So you're saying like they are both like-minded.
Yeah. Yes.
That's got to be rare.
I mean,
because everybody has different tastes in things and what they find important.
How are your parents, Kimmy? Because your parents are both good with money.
Yeah, but my I just always feel like my dad had like the final say over things.
Okay.
So I don't, because he was always in charge of all like, you know, balancing the checkbook and stuff.
I would love to have final say.
Our parents did. Your generation screwed it up.
Well, my dad had final say for sure.
No, you would have had, like, you are of the generation that should have had final say.
I lost it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I let it slip away.
I'd like to live in your house, please. What do you mean I don't get final say?
But even like my first wife, it was a complete loser, man. She still had final say. I don't know how that happened.
Because you were too lazy to do it.
And that makes you a bigger loser. Well, this loser over here tells me what to do.
Yes.
It's what you just said.
And I went along with it.
I know how it sounded.
All right, so go out, get your frozen pizzas, buy your lipstick, don't buy your underpants, and keep your skirts long to make sure the economy gets better.